66 degrees, which is where it's been all morning. Sunshine and beautiful, overlooking the great city of Detroit, looking majestic in this sunshine and beautiful sky that we're enjoying. And not so beautiful the other morning, a lot of smoke and fire, with Detroit investigators still looking for a cause of the fire that burned down the kind of infamous house that has been for sale next to Detroit's Little Caesars Arena in the Cass Corridor. Our WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson has the latest, and you look at that house and you say, what? They were asking $5 million for that thing? Are you kidding me? And what came to my mind was the rule of real estate, the three most important things in real estate: location, location, and location, Lloyd. It's a pretty good location.
It's a very good location. Good morning, Paul W. The home, which has been up since 1880, is located at 2712 Cass Avenue in the Cass Corridor. It's right next to Little Caesars Arena. And for years, the owners of the property refused to sell it to the developers of the arena. Well, yesterday, it was destroyed by fire. When the arena was being built, the land around it became valuable. As you said, Paul W., location, location, location. The family that owns the house wanted almost $5 million for the house at one time. No takers on that. And it was recently on the market for about $2 million. According to family members, the home was in the process of being remodeled, a new basement, bathrooms, electricity overhaul, water lines, heating, the whole thing. Next to the home is a parking lot owned by the Illich family's Olympia Entertainment. A fence separating the home and the parking lot was damaged in the fire. Arson investigators were on the scene yesterday trying to determine the cause of the blaze, with firefighters there as well, putting out hot spots. Now, the family that owns the home say they plan to rebuild and keep it in the family. Now, I spoke with Detroit Fire Chief James Harris briefly last night. He told me that they're still working on a cause of the fire and should have a preliminary report sometime today. Chief Harris says it was pretty busy for them yesterday because his team was also working on a cause of a fire that happened around 3:20 in the morning yesterday in a home on Maiden Street near Chalmers and 94 on the east side that took the life of a couple in their 60s. So their arson investigators are pretty busy, and they're still trying to get some causes on both of those fires.
And this house had at 2712, it had a fire before. It was blackened on one side.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who, I mean, eyebrows are raised because whoever was going to buy that spot was going to have to take that house down anyway.
Yes.
And I'm not sure exactly what the family is saying or why they're saying it. Well, we were in the middle of remodeling that, and we're gonna replace everything. And I mean, it sounds like it's something you would say for your insurance company, because it clearly it's zoned commercial, B4, which opens it to multiple uses, and it's for the kind of price they're looking for. It's the property, it's the location, location, location. It's not to build a single family home.
No.
But be that as it may, maybe I should call my friends at Highland and say, what do they pay off on a house fire like this for something that's listed at one point at almost $5 million, another point $2.5 million, and the house is worth nothing? It's the property. What do the insurance companies pay in a situation like that?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
And will it be $1 million? That's the other question. I don't really know. Maybe we will call our friends at Highland and our insurance experts and find out. Anyway, we wish everybody well. We're glad no firefighters were hurt putting out a fire there and nobody was in the house. So nope. All of that news is good news. Anything else, Lloyd, that we need?
We will continue to follow it and find out what that cause was, to see if maybe some of the rehabbing of the house maybe have caused that fire. But we'll find out, and I talk to James Harris later on today.
Thanks, Lloyd.
Thank you, Paul W.
WJR senior news analyst extraordinaire Lloyd Jackson here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. Coming up, we'll check in with Eben Brown, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, on the raid of a former president's house in these United States. Stay with us on WJR.